Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I love the way the crowd affected the game at times. A late false start caused by the crowd there at NRG. That was beautiful. But I'm going to go.
I think they got Laramie twice, too.
Damn it, Laramie. But I'm going to go. If I had to put a grade on it, I'm going to give the crowd better, moving in the right direction, B+.
I try to defend Laramie Tunsil on that, but I just can't, man. Them home false starts, I ain't got it. Hey, man, you the best pass protected left tackle in the game, and Sweat or whoever, and DeMarcus Walker, you trying to get out early on. I'm trying. I can't defend him anymore on that. All right. From the start, I will say this, including the playoff game. For me personally, I think it was, from my memory, the best atmosphere that I've seen or heard at NRG. I don't know if the McNairs were a part of it. They had the little lights there around the stadium.
That was cool.
That seemed to be on purpose. Many people participated in the whiteout, except for the Bears fans, and we'll get to that. I thought it was the best atmosphere that I've seen. Now, I give it a B because I can't help it. I look up at the TV screen, Clint, and they're doing the intro with Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth. And right behind them, when they're doing the intro, as I look up on the TV, it's just all kinds of empty seats. Just all kinds of empty seats. Then I see people in the middle of the first drive are coming down the stairs to get to their seats. So better, but... but it can still be improved. And
the arrow's pointed up.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Heard a little too many Bears fans out there. They were talking about that Bears defense. That was a little much.
I wonder how much, because I did hear that.
Did
as
you
well.
Hear that? Yeah.
I wonder. I wonder how much of that
our,
is.
Our buddy Roflo tweeted about it.
I don't know if I mean, like I wonder in today's world of tickets and reselling tickets, I wonder how in control the actual fans are of that. Like, how much of that is Texans fans getting their tickets and then just because they realize they can make a bunch of money off of them?
Oh, I'm sure selling the.
But, I mean, you think, like, I wonder how much of it is third parties buying the tickets up and then selling them on a weekly basis. Because I find it hard to believe that if you're a Texans fan and you have season tickets right now, I find it hard to believe that you're selling Sunday Night Football, second game of the season. I find it very difficult to believe that many people did that. That's got to be a third-party deal where somebody, some organization, some app is getting a hold of a bunch of tickets and then selling them. It's got to be.
Maybe.
I know Game Time does a lot of that.
Maybe. As people are saying, yep, Clint, bingo. I don't hear it in Philly. I bet we don't hear it in Philly tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any experience with that, so I don't Pittsburgh. Know how. I don't know how it happens.
Like I said, I was better. As Tyler said, I was better,
for sure.
And I think you took a step, and it was, as I said, the best atmosphere that I've seen. But I won't. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and point those things out. It was still a little late arriving. Still some missed seats on that first level. And there was some. And listen, I think Miami, Houston, Atlanta, L.A. Have to deal with some of this because it is a travel spot. Like Tyler's deciding to go to Minneapolis for a road game. But I do think a lot of people look up and see if I can get in and go to a Houston game. But like I said, better.
Well, travel's easy. It's a great city.
But I think
it is a destination. I think to your point, you know, multiple occasions, like this is a city where I think there are just naturally a lot of Chicago fans that are here, a lot of other NFL franchise fans that are here, just given the dynamic of Houston. And so I'm just hesitant to think that that's Texans fans that have purchased these tickets choosing to sell a Sunday night football game week two. That just can't be the deal.
Well, I think it is on some, but listen, like I said, better. Better, I give it a B. And I think the atmosphere was really, really strong. A really, really strong atmosphere. All right, as we continue here on a Victory Monday, Mad Dog Monday, Reaction Monday. I'm throwing this out to you guys out here. The Texans, they're 2-0. They beat the Colts, and obviously last night they beat the Bears. In a 19-13 game, despite what my Twitter says, I would wonder how you guys are feeling right now about the Texans at 2-0. They're 2-0, but how are you feeling about them right now? And the reason why I ask that because, like, I take a look at like a couple of teams. Like, I think, fellas, the Saints and the Bucks, who are 2-0. I think the way that their fan base is feeling at 2-0 is different than the Steelers and the Seahawks, who are 2-0. The Steelers, who have scored one offensive touchdown in two ball games. The Seahawks, who had a fight in overtime with the Patriots yesterday and then won a tight one again in week one against the Broncos, who aren't good. How are you feeling right now after these two games with the Texans at 2-0?
I feel significantly better than I thought I was going to feel at this point in time.
Do you?
We've now seen the Texans win a game with their offensive line and a run game, which is nowhere near as impressive today as it was last week, given that the Colts gave up another 250, another 150-plus yard rusher. So clearly they're not good against the run, so it wasn't as impressive as I thought it was, but it's still a W on this schedule, where you didn't have to get on C.J. Stroud's back. You didn't have to ask C.J. Stroud to overextend and be Superman, and you won that football game. Fast forward to this week, you're not able to run the football. You're not able to protect the quarterback. Your penalties are unbelievable, and your defense, at the end of the day, is the reason that you won this football game. And so, again, coming into the season, my two biggest concerns was, can you complement C.J. Stroud, the Superman effect of C.J. Stroud. He can't do it alone. He can't do it for 17 weeks straight, much less 21 straight weeks. He needs some help. Has this organization taken a step and created and generated the ability to give C.J. Stroud that help? And in the first 2 weeks of the season, hadn't been pretty either way it goes, but the first 2 weeks of the season, what we've seen is the Texans win a football game without C.J. Stroud having to put his Superman cape on.